Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with the
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go. Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show before the 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. On peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your hat beams are fog like shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. That's the Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Tuned in to Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions, Soundmaster T, WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's going on, people? How you feeling out there, man? It's your boy, man. Dennis Live, man. We in the building, man. We live and direct. It's been a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been on the air, you know what I'm saying, like far as doing the shows or anything like that, man, because I've been trying to sit down and, you know, figure out what we're going to do, like what kind of direction we want to take these Saturdays. And so, man, I just came up with some stuff, man. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to keep it real with the streets. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff, man, is going on, man. I just can't, man. Just get off my chest, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, let's do it like this. Okay, I was sitting up with a coworker, man, my boy, man. We was sitting down, man. I was like, man, he was showing me. He was sitting in my vehicle. Okay, I thought he was reading a newspaper, like with people, you know what I'm saying, like a hairstylist magazine or a hairstylist, you know, newspaper or something. And he was laughing. I was trying to figure out, like, man, what, dude, why you laughing? He's like, dude, you need to look at this, Joe. I looked at this newspaper. I was like, oh, snap. Man, it got so many people mug shots up in here, man. I mean, like, I'm looking through it right now. I'm looking through it right now. It's... who got nabbed? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even just this city. It's they got it like in different cities, man. You know what I'm saying? There's one called Busted. You know what I'm saying? Nab shots, and they got stuff like for sex offenders. Let's see here. They got stuff for. You know, they even make it comical, man. They got stuff like for hairdos, you know what I'm saying? Who got nabbed? You know, they got one up here talking about some look like James Brown. You know, Then you got some here for drinking and driving. Who got nabbed? Then you got some here for defacing property. Then you got something here for, let me see here. Just so crazy, dude. Chicago ugliest hookers and men who paid them. Messed up hair salon appointment before getting nabbed. Okay. Then you got, see what else we got here. It's just, man, people, I'm just trying to figure this out. Good girls that went wrong. Wow. I don't think you guys, girls, y'all don't understand the importance of this. Okay. My question to this is, okay, I put this up early. You had a mugshot taken, right? Let's just say, you know, you were speeding. I go real lightly. Okay, you forgot your driver's license. You didn't have your insurance, nothing like that on you. So they take you in and pound your car, you get your tickets. You go in, you get fingerprinted, they take a mugshot, bam. The next day or two, when you get ready to go to work, Your picture is all in the mugshots. What if your boss see this? What if, you know, it's like, this is serious, dude. Like, y'all not understanding me. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying, man. Let's say you go on a date. We'll keep it basic. You go on a date. You go to Red Lobster or something. You're waiting to get seated. I go cheaper than that. Aha. You go to Aha. And you sitting down. And these restaurants that I'm naming, they don't have nothing to do with the magazine or anything. I mean, newspapers or anything like that. I'm just naming something. We're going to say like this. Restaurants that you have to be seated by a waiter or a waitress. And you know how they have like the newsstands and they have like magazines where you can wait and you can look at it and see. And you getting to know that person. What if you was about to tell them during the talking or whatever? They got blown because now they looking through the mug shots. You caught up. I don't think you guys understand what I'm saying. I don't think y'all understand, man. Man, your mug shots. Okay. Now look, check it out. Okay, they say, yeah, it's public, you know, public information. Like, you can go online and see this stuff. They even got this stuff, man, to where they saying that they making money off of this stuff, man. Oh, shit. Look, let me see here. Okay, mugshot public industry, man. You know, I always go to Wikipedia. Okay. They say the owners of the mugshot websites started their belief that publishing the information can be spur tips to Crime Stoppers. That's what it started at first. And deter others from committing crimes for fear of the information being published. Okay? Now, I can understand that a little bit. Okay? You know, Crime Stoppers. But, you know, weird as hair dudes before they got arrested and, you know, prostitutes went wrong. All that stuff. I mean, come on. Is that, like, really something that you could really be sarcastic for? I think it's violating your civil rights. Then on top of that, you look at the mugshot removal services, right? They have it to where people who run the mugshot website often claim that they work or do help to solve old crimes and keep the community safer that they ever had before. Meaning that trying to say that these removal websites, they work hand in hand with the publishing companies. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, they can easily remove it for you. It's going to cost you or whatever the case may be, right? Okay. Now check this out. Other private businesses have been created to help individuals remove the mugshots from the internet sites for a fee. Okay, so okay, it's a business now. These business serves as extension of the reputation of management industry. Now they say your reputation is on the line. The reason why you want to get this removal, okay, we got your reputation, we got your job, and just the fact of that you just been, it's like defamation of character. Okay, now we can say, okay, let's say you committed a crime, you're innocent until proven guilty, right? So why are you still putting a photo in here if that person hasn't been convicted yet? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm the 13th Amendment, you know what I'm saying? I understand the First Amendment. Okay. Just forget it, man. I'm not even going to trip, man. Go ahead and play this clip. And we're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play this clip. Just check it out. And just listen to what they said, all right? Let's go.
Look who's busted. Have you seen the new newspaper?
It's a new local paper that consists of nothing but a bunch of mugshots, and stores say it's flying off the shelves.
24-Hour News 8's Emily Zangaro has more on its creation and why not everybody likes it.
Some look angry. Some confused. Others are all smiles.
This guy here in the corner fell asleep on the toilet this week.
The pics are public information, but now one source is putting it all together.
Kind of cool, just to see, you know, who's been arrested and for what crime.
Look Who's Been Busted is the name. It's a bi-weekly publication that has people talking. Stores say it's flying off their shelves.
They're going like fire the first day or two we got them in. Couldn't keep them in the store.
They can't wait to get out there and look and see if there's anyone in there they recognize.
For only a buck, the paper claims to be Mugshot Central of people arrested in Kent County. The pages are drawing concern from Glenda Holloway.
I don't think it's right for all these people to be plastered here like this.
Glenda says she learned about the new paper after a close family friend made Volume 2. She says the charges printed were dropped against that friend. Now she's afraid the publication will cost the woman her job.
Well, the charges were dropped and now you've got someone plastered in there. And what are they going to do?
We spoke with the Kent County Prosecutor's Office about just that. Is it criminally wrong? They say no. However, whether it's wise or not is a different issue. They say if information in here is wrong, the publisher could still face a civil lawsuit, even with this disclaimer.
Stores say someone from the company has been in town, though, asking for business.
He said it's a public service. I said, yeah, I guess you could spin it off that way.
The face is drawing the why, but also the why not. In Grand Rapids, Emily Zangaro, 24-Hour News 8.
And this afternoon, we spoke on the phone with a gentleman who runs that paper. He's in Florida and just started the publication in four cities.
He would not give us his name for security purposes, but chose Grand Rapids, he said, because he has family here and because Kent County is such a good website. The owner says he's doing this as a resource for the community so everybody will know who lives next door to them.
He says that they've worked with attorneys to make sure that they're protected. He also said that they don't put everyone who's arrested in Kent County in the paper since hundreds of people get arrested.
We'd have a lot of newspapers, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
All right, man, so what you think? They saying this, man. They breaking it down to where it's basically they can't be sued, and then they can be sued. You know what I'm saying? Because if the charges was dropped, that means you're innocent to proven guilty. It wasn't proven guilty. Now this lady here, man, she might lose her job. You know, I don't care about what the crime was, how it was. It could be something minor, you know, jaywalking. But now you got your picture taken. It's crazy to me, man. I'm trying to figure out, like, how they making money off of us, man. Like people that got mugshots in here, man. You know, this publication costs a dollar. This making these cats rich. Nav shots. See who got nab. $1. I don't know, man. I guess, you know, a lot of people probably don't care, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, this right here, man, could really, you know what I'm saying, this could mess with your career. This could end families. This could be something that was so far put behind you that you thinking that, you know, you might not, you know, say you it's going to go away. And that's, I mean, it's supposed to be a sponge, right? You think it's going to go away and you don't have to worry about it no more? And then guess what? It's still here. You know what I'm saying? I don't think y'all understand, man, how serious this is. But you know what? We're going to do it like this, man. We'll ask this man that I'm going to bring on the microphone, man. He went to many colleges, and he got many degrees. He got a whole bunch of criminology degrees. And I'm going to bring him on the line, man, so he can kind of elaborate and tell us what's going on. LB.
What's going on?
What's
going on?
What's up, big dog?
Because I got a degree in pimping, I got a degree in credit card fraud, I got a degree in, you know what I'm saying, just hustling narcotics. I got a degree in, you know, money laundering. I got a degree in a little bit of everything, you know. Just try to keep your hands into a little bit of everything. You know, but I didn't get the biggest degree that there is out here. The biggest degree that you can ever get, that I don't know how to get this degree, but this degree is the best degree of thieving. These white folks stole the whole country. Ain't nobody saying shit about it yet. They ain't get caught. Their pictures ain't in no papers, nothing. They stole the whole country. Matter of fact, they stole the country and put their faces on them. Some pieces of paper, and we call it money now. That's some real big time stealing right there. Stole the whole country. They steal stuff like elections. You know, that's stealing. You're going to steal, we're going to show you how to really steal. They stole something called an election. How you steal an election and don't get caught? So that's the degree I want to give me a degree. I'm going to steal. I'm going to show you how to steal.
Okay. I see what you're doing there, brother. You letting them deals on them, huh?
Am I what?
I said you letting them deals on them, huh? Okay. All right, look. This is what we're going to do here. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you good.
I can hear you
excellent.
I'm going to play this clip, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I want you to, you dissect it. I just played it, all right? And you tell me.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Look who's busted. Have you seen the new newspaper?
It's a new local paper that consists of nothing but a bunch of mugshots, and stores say it's flying off the shelves.
24-hour News 8's Emily Zangaro has more on its creation and why not everybody likes it.
Some look angry, some confused, others are all smiles.
This guy here in the corner fell asleep on the toilet this week.
The pics are public information, but now one source is putting it all together.
Kind of cool, just to see, you know, who's been arrested and for what crime.
Look Who's Been Busted is the name. It's a bi-weekly publication that has people talking. Stores say it's flying off their shelves.
They're going like fire the first day or two we got them in. Couldn't keep them in the store.
They can't wait to get out there and look and see if there's anyone in here they recognize.
For only $1, the paper claims to be mugshot central for people arrested in Kent County. The pages are drawing concern from Glenda Holloway.
I don't think it's right for all these people to be plastered here like this.
Glenda says she learned about the new paper after a close family friend made Volume 2. She says the charges printed were dropped against that friend. Now she's afraid the publication will cost the woman her job.
Well, the charges were dropped, and now you've got someone plastered in there. And what are they going to do?
We spoke with the Kent County Prosecutor's Office about just that. Is it criminally wrong? They say no. However, whether it's wise or not is a different issue. They say if information in here is wrong, the publisher could still face a civil lawsuit, even with this disclaimer.
Stores say someone from the company has been in town, though, asking for business.
He said it's a public service. I said, yeah, I guess you could spin it off that way.
The face is drawing the why, but also the why not. In Grand Rapids, Emily Zangaro, 24-Hour News 8.
And this afternoon, we spoke on the phone with a gentleman who runs that paper. He's in Florida and just started the publication in four cities.
He would not give us his name for security purposes, but chose Grand Rapids, he said, because he has family here and because Kent County is such a good website. The owner says he's doing this as a resource for the community so everybody will know who lives next door to them.
He says that they've worked with attorneys to make sure that they're protected. He also said that they don't put everyone who's arrested in Kent County in the paper since hundreds of people get arrested.
We'd have a lot of newspapers, wouldn't we?
How you feel about that?
Actually, how I really look at the situation is like this. It's a travesty. Here in, you know, here in the good old great of USA, United States of America is a business. And in this business, you know, it operates under, you know, the participation of others in order for supply and demand. They're charging, you know, how much ever, a dollar, you know, what is newspaper, but they're making a profit in the same breath of air because of advertising, so on and so forth, that's in there. Now, yes, just like that one lady, the charges were dropped. So on and so forth. So at the end of the day, the charges were dropped, but you still have me in here as a criminal. So I'm sitting there looking like, okay, you got me in here looking like a fool. Are you serious? You know. So it's, you know, all the way around the board, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. No matter how you look at it, it's wrong. But you know, until somebody comes. But you know, the truth of the matter is, he's not breaking any laws, so people can go out and sue forever and a day. But he's not breaking any laws because we have a thing called where you are able to look up anybody and find out about these people. Your rights, you really don't have any rights here. Your rights is just gone now, you know. So public freedom, public information, that's what it's called, public information. You have the thing of public information where anybody can look up something on you now. So that's how he's able to get through the loophole because it's public information. All you have to do is get on the website and say, hey, such and such is locked up. Oh, okay, cool. But you type their name in, you can see what's going on with how they locked up, so on and so forth. So he hasn't broken any laws. He's just turning around and making some money at it by saying, oh, I'm trying to show everybody what they're doing in their neighborhood. Well, what are you doing in your neighborhood? You know, it's a slippery slope, man, when you're really dealing with something like that. Very, very much so.
Yeah,
very slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Now, is this good or bad? Alright. You do construction. Alright. You let's say you hire a plumber, right? Plumber real good, man. Awesome. The dude does real, I mean, like, he your best plumber in the world, man. Does all the jobs, make the money. You know what I'm saying? He do everything that you need him to do, right? Okay? You have him. You know how you take your daughter on sites with you and everything.
Uh-huh. All right.
Say this plumber had got wrongfully convicted for something that he didn't do. But he didn't have the money at the time to really, you know, say get his whatever it is expunged, right? All right. This dude here on the site don't work, man. You create a bond and a relationship with him, and bam, you go to the paper stand, you go buy the paper. His mugshot's in there for being a sexual predator, a sexual offender. He likes little girls. He likes kids at the age of four. It's been 10, 20 years later. Would you look at him differently?
You know what? That is a very good question. Would I look at him differently? It's kind of hard to say. I think, yeah, in the back of my mind, yes, I would look at him differently. It's like, I know this gentleman who you know, they put him in the paper as a sexual predator. But what happened was he was 18, the girl was 16. So the girl not being 18, she wound up pressing charges against the boy. He was legal. She wasn't. She pressed charges against him. Now he's a sexual deviant. Now he has this thing following him for the rest of his life. And it was a consensual relations between both of them. But now he got this hanging over his head. You know, we have this thing here in America where we want to do this thing of big eyes, little you. I'm like, I'm here, you there. And it's sad. It really is. You know, you notice it all the time when you're dealing with public officials. Somebody starts running for office. Oh, he sexually harassed me. Oh, he did? But why is it just not coming up when he's starting to run for office? Did you file any charges against him? Did you get him fired? Did you do any of those things? No. And now that he's running for office, now you want to put the man out there. Big eyes, little you. Wrong is wrong. No matter how you look at it, wrong is wrong. That's why here as man cannot live. Man cannot live for the things of this world. He can live in the world, but not to live of the things of this world. The difference. Very big difference.
So you didn't answer that question. You said you would look at him differently. You didn't answer that question. But would you still have this dude around your child?
No, hell no. I ain't gonna take no chances. It's just like, if you ask me, this thing on chance, you just might be that same dude. So I don't know, you know. It's just like they ask you, would you let your kid play at Neverland with Michael Jackson? And I would respond, nigga, never. At the end of the day.
Rest his soul, man. You crazy.
The allegation is out there, so that's what it is. So I'm not going to take a chance. And me going to jail because I'm coming straight at you.
But you see the magnitude and the power that these mugshots newspapers really have, the perception that they do have. Now think about it, man. Okay, I go to jail for whatever it is. They detain you. Okay, you're being detained. They don't read you your rights when you get locked up. They can hold you for 72 hours. You can either bond out, you know, $100 bond, meaning that you get out faster. You see what I'm saying? That's what they is. Or you get an I bond, meaning they can detain you. You know, I bond, you know, I go. And then you get a court date. You go to court. They say, okay, well, you know what? Yana, we don't have probable cause or dismiss SOL. But you know what, though? From the day that you went to jail, your mugshot, your fingerprints was taken. The next thing you know, you in a newspaper. Wow. Just think about that for a minute. Not only that, you looking at it to where you at work. Okay? You went to jail. You come out of jail. You get out enough time to go to work. You go to work. Somebody grab a newspaper and, you know, they cough in their donuts. And they grab the paper. They cracking jokes, man. Like, dog, man, you in this paper, man. Right here. You don't know who going to get a hold of that paper, right? You know, yeah, okay, it's funny. But then it gets to HR. Or it gets to your boss, supervisor. And that supervisor don't like you. But they don't have a probable cause to let you go. They see this here. They got evidence now. You go to court. When you go to court, they throw this out. So is this a civil law now? I mean, is it a civil suit law now? Is it defamation of character now? Because do you think that people is going to go and look it up on a website? They might. This really violates a lot of people's amendments, man, a lot of people's rights. So a lot of people that just probably just don't care. You know, they think it's funny, you know what I'm saying? Like they said in a clip, some people went out and he was on the toilet and he saw it. He was just looking through it just to see who he know. And that's what we was doing today, to be honest with you. In the vehicle, before we got in to go to work, we was trying to see who do we know. There were so many people that were so familiar. But what's sad about it is 90% of it was African American people. The other 10 was minority Latinos and Caucasians. But majority of it was African American people. It's another slap in the face. They said we only make 13% of the population. They said we're not even the minorities no more. They said the Latinos is minorities now. But it's less of us. Man, people, I don't know, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break, man. We're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to kind of break it down. You know what I'm saying? And go from there, man. We're going to have LB with all the degrees. He got all the degrees. He going to let us know his thoughts. Let's go.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. You got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com. That's www.WESTONWORLDONE.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements. The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
All right, man, we back in the building. We back in the building. We got Professor LB with, you know, he went to like a different community colleges, and he got a whole bunch of degrees. And you know, he's going to kind of elaborate with us.
I'm highly educated. highly educated. You know what I'm saying? Started off with three-carb Molly when I was a kid, and it took off from there. Graduated, you know. And I never looked back. Three-carb Molly took all the kids' lunch money. They just couldn't get. They couldn't. Come on. They couldn't find that eight. But... and old habits die hard. Let's be clear about this. Old habits die hard. All of it's hard for me to stop. You know,
it's hard.
I pimp on the side. I had two holes. I only got one hole now. I'm nervous out there. I had two holes. I only got one. Oh, I'm nervous. Yeah, I got the five-minute-old lost country girl. let her think
she lives downtown. All right, look, man. All right, check this out. Okay. I'm going to read this to you, man. Okay, as you can imagine, Jeff the publisher gets regular death threats, right? Which is why he adds that His last name do not be published, right? After only 4 months, he has unloadedly 5,000 local gas stations, right? Liquor store, convenience stores, beauty supplies, barbershops. It's showing tremendous rapid growth. So you feel like it's a cash cow, right? You know, they making so much money off of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, this dude is making money off of your photo. So,
yes.
Do you think that you should get some of that money on that too?
Do I think I should make some money off of my photo? Being published out there.
Yeah.
A percentage of my money, because it's me. It is me who's helping the syndication of this. Yeah.
Okay.
It's my picture that's up in the state. I don't know. I see the Chicago Sun-Times. I see the Defender. Chicago Tribune. I don't see it in this gas station yet. They ain't put it in this gas station yet. Blue truck. Regular. I don't see it in this one here. You know. And I don't see it in this one. Yeah, I don't see it in this one here. But, you know, they're out there. trust and believe me. And yeah, I believe that we should make money, that whoever is in there should make a percentage off of it, you know, whether 10% or whatever. But like I said, he's in a slippery slope. Hell, and then this is the slope of it. The slope of it is the Freedom of Information Act. That's what he's riding up under, the Freedom of Information Act. I have the right to know what's going on. It's just like if I produce a newspaper full of sex offenders, I have all right to produce that newspaper because it's the Freedom of Information Act, and that's what he's sliding up under.
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, a lot of these things that are put out here, you have the right to know. Now, the question is, and to throw it back on you, if you did have a sex offender living next door to you, would you have wanted to know?
Absolutely.
If you did have somebody who was a burglar, who liked to break into people's house, would you like to know?
Absolutely.
I want to know what that dude looked like. Oh, that Junebug, he stayed right next door. Oh, I know not only to leave the dog at home, the alarm on, got some extra gates, but an extra security for my door. I know that now because I know what he looked like. And it's sad to say, but it's the truth. Let's be clear about this. It's sad, but it is the truth.
Okay. Now answer this. Now, we implemented something to where I think it should be selective people or selected topics. You know, murderers. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, sex offenders. You know, like you said,
he put people in there, and I just happened to look at one today, and it was just so ironic that we have this topic because the client had one laying on her bed, and I looked at it, and what was so funny is that they had people in there, man. It was just clearly dope fiends, you know. You just, you know, come on. Yeah, you know, everybody know he a dope fiend. Everybody know that. You know, that you going to go ahead and put them in there, you know, so on and so forth. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think it should be something that is actually going to really help the public, not Leroy the dope thing, you know. I really do. You have a valid point on that one.
Okay. Now check this out. You said a client, right? Again.
Uh-huh.
You had something that you committed when you were 16 years old. You up there now, right? And you going in to do a service, and they found something, and your picture was right there on your client's bed. You about to make your money. Your client reads this. They call you up and say, hey, man, I don't need your services no more. They ain't tell you why. You ain't figuring it out yet. But then you say later on down the line, hey, you know, well, why you didn't hire me? They said, oh, man, well, I saw you in that newspaper, Joe. You didn't even get a chance to even testify. You know what I'm saying? You didn't even get a chance to even defend yourself. You see what I'm saying?
And clear the stuff up. Exactly. Exactly. You do have a point there. You have a valid point there.
It's a catch 22.
You know, due process. I don't have a right to
due process.
You feel
me?
So, you know, ultimately, it goes back down to the thing of you are guilty until proven innocent. And even after you prove yourself innocent, you're still guilty. You are still guilty. You know, it's like... It's one of those things of actually, if you get caught for something and then you got found not guilty on it, and this is the truth of the matter is, if you get found not guilty, do you know that just because you get found not guilty does not mean that that's not on your record? It still says that you got charged with it. So when the police run your license plate, it comes up with your record. But you got charged for retail theft, but I didn't get found guilty. But you still got charged with it. So it's like one of those situations. You still had no win because now you got the suspicion against you. A suspicion.
And that gives them probable cause, man, to mess with you.
Exactly.
That's where it goes back to where they're making his money.
Mm-hmm. He said he'd been receiving death threats. Hey, you should have thought about that when you started putting people's business out there in the street. Let's be clear. You should have thought about that when you put people's business in the street. I have no sympathy for you. That's how I look at it. I have no sympathy for you.
Hey, but look what he reads. So he said, don't get me wrong. I have compassion, just like sex offenders. I'm careful if a guy is 18 years old and a girl is like 16 or 17. In that case, whereas the mother finds out and has the guy arrested. You know, he wouldn't do nothing like that. But if it's a 70-year-old guy, like a 9-year-old, you know what I'm saying, deserves to be exposed. Now he's playing God now, you know what I'm saying? I can understand that, but you got to think about it, man. This publication is making this man powerful, resourceful, knowledge. And he's capitalizing off of everything that you are doing. then on top of that, man, you want this too. Go ahead.
You know, my thing is this, though. You know, you're very much so right. The man is playing God. And then on the other side of the script is this. Not only is he playing God, but then now we have the thing of here, if a man turns around and changes his life over to God and says, hey, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. I've seen the error of my ways. I've seen how it's impacted people, so on and so forth. So I'm not going to do that anymore. But yet and still, you don't realize that. Only thing you do is see a man for what he did, not what he's doing.
Okay. I'm going to say you like this one.
I used to breaking people's
okay,
house.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I used to break in people's houses. I used to do a lot of stealing shit. I used to kidnap people, everything. Be a part of the accessory of kidnapping people. Never got caught for nothing stuff, but I used to do a lot of it. Now, I changed my life. I turned my life over to God. You know that, and a whole lot of other people know that. I was a scandalous person. I changed my life, and when I changed my life started looking better for the better. Now, in me knowing that I changed my life and for the better, does someone look at me and say, dang, you know what, I can't hire him because of what he used to do? Or do you look at me and say, hey,
never
I'm going to hire him? I'm going to hire him for...
My fault.
Hey, that's an appropriate song. That's an appropriate song.
I'm listening to you.
Do you hire me for the person that I am now? It's more or less like 50 years of King's speech of the March on Washington was 50 years ago. I had a dream speech, and it's still a dream because it still hasn't come to truth. I'm still being judged by my skin color, not the contents of my character. When you see that newspaper, still being judged by your skin color, not the contents of your character. That's who you're being judged by. And the system that we live in, and this is what you want to say, oh, yeah, that's the bad guy right there. If I'm bad, then what are you? You good?
is what you are. I'm like Scarface right now. If I'm the bad guy, say hello to the bad guy. Because if I'm the bad guy, what are you? You good? Because you put my back up against the wall. So I had to provide for my family. You're not hiring me. I just want to get up and go to work every day. You won't let me sweep. You won't let me mop. You won't do it. But I got to feed myself. Self-preservation is the first law of the land, people. Understand this. By being self-preservation and being the first law of the land, what will I do? I will go out here by any means necessary and provide for myself because my stomach is touching my back. Now, if you're a dope fiend or whatever, whatever, hey, you got to provide for that habit too. But how did I become a dope fiend? I was the weaker person. So I decided to get high in order to put a blur over the things that were to come. But the truth of the matter is, the truth of the matter is, it never dissipated. It's still here. So now, what do I do? I have to do what I have to do in order to survive. Unfortunately, there's millions of people doing the same thing, trying to do what they can do just to survive.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But you got to look at it like this. We at work. Your boss get a hold of that publication, right? You know what I'm saying? You paid your debt to society already. You did your thing up in there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's up and down at the same time. Yeah, you want to know, because that's where the controversy lies at. You want to see who in there, who's doing it. And what if you do find that person up in there? You see who you want to see. And they, you think they in there for something. You see they for mush. At first you laugh. But then the mush, I say, sexual predator for a 3-year-old, 4-year-old. This your role, dog. You automatically like, oh, man, I can't work with this person. And he tell you, no, man, what it was, they told me that if I don't tell on this person or, and I'm just making up, you know, scenarios, man. Police say, hey, man, you need to, you know, tell on such and such. Some you give us such, or we going to go in and expose you. Okay. I was watching Chicago Fire, man. You know, the list to come on, you know, TV. And the crooked man, this episode, man, where the, you know, the politician, I think he was the mayor, the black mayor, whatever it was, the man that was doing construction, right, he had the construction sites, and the actual commissioner that he hired was supposed to be, you know, the mayor's puppet, but she was taking it a little bit too far, like she was digging a little bit too deep. And she was cracking down on the, you know, the crooked man with construction sites. She was taking away their permits and, you know, telling them that they need to do this or you can't do this. And then they going to meet up and he tells the mayor, hey, man, I'm paying you to do what you need to do, period. The next scene is say this. Okay. Got the chief police officer, whatever, comes to the crooked man home. He in there, and he like, man, what you doing in my house? Like, okay, we got a warrant to search your house. We looking for something. Pornography. He like, pornography? Okay, they go in there, they look in the closet, they planted that stuff up in the closet. They go in there, and they find all this child pornography and all this stuff. And then she know the mayor walks in and say, hey, now who got who by the balls now? We can make this go away, or we can get into some gangster stuff. That was off Chicago Fire. That's not what's happening right now in Chicago. I don't know if it is, but that's what it was in the movie. But that's what I'm saying. Like, what if this person didn't want to cooperate the way that he was supposed to? He want to be a CEO or something, and then they put this on this man. Or this female. You see what I'm saying? Like, man, dude, this is heinous, B. It's heinous, B. It's deep. How you feel about that, though? Yo, well, Ace Boon Coon, man.
You know, man, this life has so many twists and turns in it, brother. I just, you know, you can only come out with as much as your clothes on your back as possible. And that's how I look at it, you know. It's crazy as hell, but it's the truth. I want to come out with as much as my clothes on my back as possible. Because I already know, man, this world here is a tricky, cold, cruel world that we live in. It's a tricky, cold, cruel world that we live in here. And that's just straight up, honest goodness truth. We're not living righteous towards each other. We're not trying to do the right thing. We're just trying to do whatever we can do for a profit. And that's what the bottom line of it is, a profit. And that's what that man is looking at, is a profit. He ain't looking at the godly or what's right or what's wrong. He's looking at the dollar sign at the end of the day. How can I make an easy dollar? This is an easy way to make an easy dollar. Put your business in the street.
Wow.
Catch the bad guy over there.
Now let me ask you this. He also stated, man, he said there is no exemption in this. He said that Senator Donnie Trotter, who was arrested, you know what I'm saying, I guess that week, that was charged with trying to board a plane, remember that, with the weapons? And he got busted with that gun or whatever that was, and his mugshot was in there. All right. Now you already see what was going on with Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson arrest.
Was his mugshot in there?
And then he goes, yes.
Oh, okay.
He said, if I got busted for something, I would put my own mugshot in there. He answered, you're going to see Jesse Jackson Jr. if he's arrested, he added. Then he said this, man, you might not like this, but he said, despite of the controversial nature of the publication, Jeff argues that he already said it has impact on it. He said, I do this one section on prostitutes, right, called Chicago Ugliest Hookers, and the man that pays for them. He said that he thinks that it does do some good because he's running out of hookers. Wow.
Well, first of all, he'll never run out of hookers because prostitution been here from the beginning of time. They just getting a little bit more wiser and slicker on not getting caught. But trust me and believe me when I tell you this. I ain't never run out of hookers. They may just switch over to the internet, but they ain't run out of hookers. There's something very powerful about that hairy hole. Now, he can feel that he's doing something great for heaven and day. And yes, he's entitled to that. But he has to be very, very careful about exploiting some people. Because everybody is not going to take that exploitation like that. I hope you got some bodyguards around them. That's all I like to tell you. I really do. God forbid.
Well, check this out, though. Check this out. I'm gonna bring Kristen in on the line. Hey, Kristen, how you doing?
I'm all right, and you guys?
Man, we great.
We're all right.
What'd you say, Dennis?
I said we great. We hanging in there.
Oh, well, that's what's up. I see y'all still on live, so that's what's up.
Oh, always, man. I know you called in about this, man. We were talking about the mud shots, you know what I'm saying? They made money off of this. And also, too, the publications that they do have. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that? If your mud shot was in the pictures, you were at work.
How do you feel about that? It's funny that this is the title of today because I just typed in somebody's name in Google, and every time they went to jail, their mug shot was up there. I think that they're doing that so that there will be less criminal activity, although it is invading your own privacy. You see what I mean? Because what if somebody's mugshot is up there for a simple misdemeanor or not paying child support versus people that are molesting kids and out here doing this criminal activity of murdering people, shooting kids up in schools and whatnot? Now, them the faces that need to be out there, not the ones that have misdemeanors in my eyes, because when you have a misdemeanor, once you pass 18, you have another chance at life to get yourself together. You know, because in the last year, God has the last word of anything that goes on and what you do in life. But how long do they keep them pictures up there? That's the question.
Wow, I feel you. What you say? What you say now, LB?
No, I said that was an excellent point that you made. That she made as far as, you know, misdemeanors versus felonies. Yeah, I have a misdemeanor, but you're gonna put my picture up here. Something that is non-offensive, and then you going out here and you putting crimes on here that's okay. You know, but we got people to dying every day. Y'all
right.
Ain't catching them. Y'all ain't putting their pictures out there.
So late.
You know, she dead on point. You ain't putting their pictures out there. You ain't put JoJo picture on there. JoJo just shot about 8 people the last week. You ain't put JoJo picture on there at all. You know JoJo coming for you. His picture on now. If you get out too, we got a bomb. Oh, JoJo coming to see you. For real. But you're not doing the, you know, I think, you know, he's trying to play the thing of, like, I'm doing the right thing, this, that, and the other. Well, you know, that may be right in your eyes, but is it right in everybody's eyes, in the common person's eyes? Is it right in the common person's eyes? So, basically, goes back down to what Dennis said. I'm playing God. I have a God complex.
Wow. Well, hey, Krista, I know you said something about the prostitution at first. How do you feel about that?
Let me just get back down to where it all started from. Prostitution been around since before we was born, the full time, real talk. Now, what I don't understand is, I am against those that are prostituting, that are feeding a drug habit. I am not against those parents that have sex in exchange for money to pay their rent and take care of their kids. But see, how can you differentiate that from when you go to the movie store and you pick up a porno? Them bitches is making millions of dollars, and these women that's out here just trying to survive, make it through school or take care of their kids, they may be making $200 an hour. So why is this such a big deal? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. A real woman's going to do what she got to do to support her kids. Now, those that are out there that is taking the money to support a habit, they need to save that shit and pay for rehab, if you ask me. And the men is out there the ones that's the men's is the ones that's out there dishing out the money. And just like one of Kendrick Lamar's songs from his sister, his sister named Keisha, she had started getting molested at the age of 8 or 10, and she ended up on the street. Hey, she got popped off being a prostitute by one of the police officers. He told her, you give me some head, I'm going to let you go. So, wow. I mean, who's to be at fault for that? Do you actually think any woman would want to degrade themselves out there like that? Now, some looking for the attention. They just don't realize that all attention ain't good attention. Something is mentally, physically wrong with them. But those that is trying to pay their rent because they ain't got no baby daddy, which they knew they made that choice when they knew the man wasn't no good when they lay down and had that unprotected sex with him. It is just like, you know, we can't blame no wives and none of that. Why do their men go to the internet or go pick up somebody off of a corner? That's just his decision. And most of them is selfish about it anyway. Because when you married, you under God. That shit should have stopped way, you know, before you got married.
Man, she has too many friends.
True.
She's talking.
I mean, seriously,
man.
Though, you go buy these damn pornos and they might be $10, $20, but the one that's making it, this bitch running around making $1 million, and every time she take her clothes off and get on the Playboy cover, she getting paid for that too. And these women that's out here that's the means that they the way they have to go to take care of themselves and eat. Something ain't right. And it's this goddamn government. That's what it is. The government got to charge every damn thing. That's why the Constitution's so damn contradicted. Them son of a bitches sit in the goddamn chair for how many hours of who going to get this seat, who going to get that seat, and they pulling in over $200,000. And they still got the minimum wage at, what, $9.25 now? You can't pay no rent with no $9.25 and ain't getting 40 hours a week. We can't live no more if we don't live with a roommate or have somebody paying rent for us. Shit, we gonna be shacking up like the Mexicans do in a minute. Because it's getting rough in Chicago. Rent $1,000 for 2 bedroom and you gotta pay your own heat. Man. People do desperate causes.
Just get it on off.
You know what?
Keep on getting it off your chest.
Is that the
preacher?
Yeah,
man,
he ain't getting
it.
Oh, is that the preacher? Dennis.
No, that's LB. That's LB.
Thank God it was him and not the preacher, man. I'm just a cousin.
Hey, listen.
You know,
let me tell you something. Hey, hold on, before you go there, I will tell you something. No, I always remember this. I went to this basketball thing the other day, and I didn't realize the basketball thing was the church. And I said a few cuss words. Then he's like, "Ooh, you said some bad words at the church. God know our church, our cuss. God around us 24/7. Stop thinking that it's just in one place right here. God is around us 24/7, 7 days a week. So at the end of the day, hey, listen." My pastor told me this one time. You running around here, you talking about, at least I ain't fornicating. Yeah, you may say I'm fornicating. You might not be fornicating, but you're doing something a lot worse than what, and it's causing a lot more people a lot more pain than me out here fornicating. So,
you know what?
Check that stuff out the door.
And you know what? I hate to say this, though, but we can even take the preachers that go in there and hookers that have sex with them. We could talk about the preachers that's in these churches turning around and look at them, and they driving better cars than the members of their church, and women is getting put out of their apartments. Children ain't got no school clothes. They need to miss me with that bullshit because the church is for the broken. Now, you find very few of them that you find a decent pastor that's willing to help and guide and help women get off these drugs and kids get some programs going on. You know, a friend of mine, she's a BD, and she's been in it since she's been 13 years old. They just actually did a march for out south for all the gang members to come as a unity and talk about how these people is killing all of these kids. But it's okay for them men to go up in the church and touch on our little boys. And they're called priests? Are you fucking kidding me? I wish I would. That damn church would be burnt down with him in it.
Get it off your chest.
It's just so much shit that I've been through and that I've seen in my life that I promise you that you would be like, oh, my God. I had a foster son that was in DCFS care, and I took him in when he was 13 years old, and they killed my baby. And when he was in them foster homes, the people don't help them kids. They don't. I don't want to use the word train because they're not animals. They don't teach them how to keep themselves clean, keep themselves well kept, keep up with your things. And do good things in school and at least show them some type of love. Some type of love. Because that's not what they even getting from their own mamas. I'm going to get me a house one day and get me some foster kids.
Wow. Okay, look, you know what? Let me play this clip here, Christian. I want you to listen to this clip and I want you to elaborate on it, okay?
Okay. Hold on one second, Dennis.
Man, she went there. I ain't even gonna lie to you, cuz she covered all the bases. I tried to be a little tactful about it. She went on here and went for the juggler on this one here. Yeah. I mean, at every point that she made, it's dead on target.
Man, let me tell you something. She a plug. She get on live, so
yeah,
I said, hold on, and now she said, go ahead. I'm gonna play this clip for her too. Watch this.
Look who's busted. Have you seen the new newspaper?
It's a new local paper that consists of nothing but a bunch of mugshots, and stores say it's flying off the shelves.
24-Hour News 8's Emily Zangaro has more on its creation and why not everybody likes it.
Some look angry, some confused, others are all smiles.
This guy here in the corner fell asleep on the toilet this week.
The pics are public information, but now one source is putting it all together.
Kind of cool, just to see, you know, who's been arrested and for what crime.
Look Who's Been Busted is the name. It's a biweekly publication that has people talking. Stores say it's flying off their shelves.
I'm going like fire the first day or two we got them in. Couldn't keep them in the store.
They can't wait to get out there and look and see if there's anyone in there they recognize.
For only a buck, the paper claims to be Mugshot Central of people arrested in Kent County. The pages are drawing concern from Glenda Holloway.
I don't think it's right for all these people to be plastered here like this.
Glenda says she learned about the new paper after a close family friend made Volume 2. She says the charges printed were dropped against that friend. Now she's afraid the publication will cost the woman her job.
Well, the charges were dropped, and now you've got someone plastered in there. And what are they going to do?
We spoke with the Kent County Prosecutor's Office about just that. Is it criminally wrong? They say no. However, whether it's wise or not is a different issue. They say if information in here is wrong, the publisher could still face a civil lawsuit, even with this disclaimer.
Stores say someone from the company has been in town, though, asking for business.
He said it's a public service. I said, yeah, I guess you could spin it off that way.
The face is drawing the why, but also the why not. In Grand Rapids, Emily Zangaro, 24-Hour News 8.
And this afternoon, we spoke on the phone with a gentleman who runs that paper. He's in Florida and just started the publication in four cities.
He would not give us his name for security purposes, but chose Grand Rapids, he said, because he has family here and because Kent County is such a good website. The owner says he's doing this as a resource for the community so everybody will know who lives next door to them.
He says that they've worked with attorneys to make sure that they're protected. Dee also said that they don't put everyone who's arrested in Kent County in the paper since hundreds of people get arrested.
We'd have a lot of newspapers, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Wow. We bet. How do you feel
that
about that?
That's crazy. That shit is crazy. But let me tell y'all something. The laws here in Chicago, When the detectives is got that, when they out looking for you and what you doing outside your house when you selling drugs, let me tell you what they got in Iowa. They have a 1-800 number that anyone can call and tell them, this person right here at this spot, this name sells woo, 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 woo. They will get them a CI, take one of the drug addicts, give them the money to purchase the drugs, and then go back and tell them they cop dope from an undercover police officer.
It's called 1-800-CRIME-STOPPERS.
They that exactly. And you know what? These police is the biggest crime there is. I don't give a damn how many new ones they hire. Listen, sex, drugs, and rock and roll gonna be here when we leave this earth. I don't see why they, and then now they wanna, you wanna say it's okay to have medical marijuana, but you think alcohol is okay? And how many accidents do people have that smoke weed or drink alcohol? They just don't make no sense. I don't see why every state got the same laws. I bet you they didn't put no priest. Hey, I bet you they didn't put no priest priest face up on that mugshot paper. I wonder why.
They did have they have Father Flagger. They had his stalker in there.
He had a stalker?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, man. She was stalking that man. It was a female.
See, that's just because she was mentally challenged like me. I'm not stalking nobody. I'm just going to come get your ass and let you know it when I get there. What the hell you running around stalking for? Hey, man, this man out here that's passing penis around like it ain't nothing. And I don't understand why men raping women either, because bitches is busting down for blunts and six packs. I am not bullshit you. I kid you not. I seen it all when I went to Iowa. That's why I only stayed 2 months. It was time for me to go home. Because them little fat girls with the thighs rubbing together put on the skimpiest clothes and bellies just are hanging over. And everybody, their mama know who done took a turn with your dumb ass. Everybody calls you on the phone that want to hook up with you. They say, I got the weed and the drink. What you want to do? Let's chill. Yeah, we understand that language.
I heard they do double tricks for the wine flavor cigarillos.
Get the fuck out of here. Wow, ain't that something? Wait a minute. They making it bad for the prostitutes, because shit, if they busting down for a dime bag and let's say they're a little classy on the drink side, they don't want to drink can, they going to get them some Remy. They making it bad for the prostitutes. I'm charging $200 an hour. They busting down for a goddamn 99-cent blunt and a bag of Kush. Bitch, you need to go get a life. And they selling their food stamps to go get their weed done, and they motherfucking kids out there looking like they unkept, like they kicking dirt through the fucking alley. And they want to dress up and look good for a man, but a real man ain't going to sit around their asses if they got their kids looking bogus, but they looking good, and they out in the nightclub, and they 35 and 40 years old, they need to get their ass somewhere and sit down and start crocheting some shit.
Wow. Well, what you think about that?
Man, she on point, dude. I ain't got to say no more. Let her take over the show.
Man, please. I done seen it all. Motherfuckers will give you some head for a can of beer. And back in the
a
day,
can of beer?
A can of beer. And back in the days, you could get a whole 40 ounce for 99 cents.
But is it OE or old style? What kind?
Heck. Old style, I can't think it. Not Colt 45. It's a malt liquor. I can't remember what the name of it was, but I'm going to tell the truth. My friend, she really would buy four of those 40 ounces and put them on the bottom of the stroller and bring all her kids to my house, and we'd sit there and get you. But she would drink them 99-cent 40 ounces. I didn't have to drink them 99-cent 40 ounces. She did.
Wow.
And when she drank that malt liquor, that nigga turned into a devil, boy. I'm telling you.
Wow.
You
think you'll find her mugshot in the newspaper?
Hey, you know what? No, but you might find mine. Hey, I'm not telling a lie. You might find mine, and I'm gonna tell you what it's gonna be. That The police officers that called themselves kicking in my doors trying to find my drugs, they lost the case. That's what you gonna find my picture for? Shit. They got left. Hey, them motherfuckers got laughed out of court. My lawyer is Jewish. And I laughed at them folks when they started telling the story about me walking down the street with a big-ass garbage bag full of weed and I handed it to them. I'm like, where the fuck they do that at?
Wow.
Man, listen, I'm like, what are you doing? I wouldn't want it. This is their story, but they never caught me with they never caught me with no weed. They found it in my house, bagged up, along with the crack. I caught them shit. They threw crack on the side. Shit. And then let me tell you, they were stalking my ass. They were stalking me. Let me tell you, one day. Hey, they all came to my house and sat at my kitchen table and asked me what happened with the case. I said, what the fuck you think happened with the case? I beat that shit. Now, y'all can get the fuck out of my house. So I had to move. Because I couldn't deal with them talking to me. Man, you know how they was doing it back in the day. They weren't having no warrants. They was kicking them theirs. You know what I'm saying? And getting away with it at the time. You can't get away with that shit these days. I mean, they didn't do nothing but make me smarter, though, because, hey, I get sexual when the police come in, just like when they came 10 years later. I flushed all the good shit down the toilet. I was licensed to carry. I had a Glock in the closet, the clip in the drawer, and I just let them get me for 20 bags of weed instead of the rest of the shit. But had they been smart, them dumb motherfuckers should have bought a dog, because they would have smelt the rest of it in the basement in my building.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
this is what
we're going to
do.
Hey, they were so mad. They pulled the weed off the goddamn shoebox trying to show my neighbors.
Wow. Well, look, we're going to see a commercial break.
Calling this. Wait, hold on, what? Dennis. The next hour is going to be confession hour. Please
discuss
all the criminal shit that
you've got. The special one shot to let go. Hey, we'll be right back. We're going to commercial break. We're going to play the number one favorite song for this topic here. So we'll be right back, man. Oh, my goodness, man. My people, man. Please let my people go.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready, got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's westernworld1.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. Get that mixtape.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I'm getting it, ain't I? Obviously, you a bitch, you a hoe. That's just my philosophy. Yeah. And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color, red lobster. And she brainwashed, head dog. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch.
If you was going to church on Sunday
and you happen to go to the gas station right before, I mean, not right before you get to the church, you stop at the gas station, you see your pastor on the front of the cover of the Mugshot magazine.
Wait, you said if I see... Wait, you said am I going to church?
Yeah, you said
am I going to church? No! Hell no! You ain't going to catch me up in there. Uh-uh. Shit, and now I'd be lucky if I don't get inside that church and they start telling me what happened. I'm going to start picking up them damn candles with them gold hostess to their asses. I'm going to start knocking Mario Brother coins from motherfuckers' heads.
All right. The acid is all right. We having fun. All right. Check this out. Either one of y'all guys have this question, right? They say you saw your man or your woman with a mugshot, and he got arrested for selling boxes of condoms with holes in them and fake pregnancy tests.
Wait. Hey, that's some new shit that you just came out with. Hey, I saw on Facebook talking about some women can buy fake pregnancy tests over the internet now and tell they were fake pregnant. Let me tell you something. A motherfucker gonna know I'm pregnant after the 30 days of conceiving because I'm gonna be throwing my life up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but see if they smart. Does that mean?
Oh.
Hey, and I promise you, I'm strictly safe. I'm not getting pregnant, so only thing I'd be worried about is that condom seeping that HIV up out of it. That's about it. I don't understand how these girls run around letting these men. And let me tell you something, right? My foster son, the one that got killed, he had a brother. Well, his brother's in jail now doing 15 years because he choked his baby mama after going on a Maury show and finding out the little girl she had 1 year. Yeah, so now he's in jail for 15 years for that. So the other baby mama communicates with me. I never knew about this girl, right? And she said that she had his baby and she didn't go on a motor show because she didn't want to embarrass, whatever the case may be. I specifically told her, it is your fault that you got pregnant. She said, wow, you're the only one that's blaming me that it's my fault. Nigga, that's your body. You got to carry that child. Why? You on birth control? Do you still make them strap up? What if they do put that hole in that condom? Now, you're running around with a baby. You got to give answers, too. And don't be mad because you're the single parent of this child because, nigga, you already knew on the door. You still should make them strap up no matter what birth control you're on. You might have got drunk and forgot to take it the night before. See, that's what I used to tell my doctor. And I used to tell her, listen, I'm not taking the pill because I drink too much and I get drunk and I'm going to forget. And knowing me, you know, having sex, I'll teach me a whole thing. Look, they give me a whole bag of rubbers every time I go up in there. So, who is to be to blame? The man getting the girl pregnant or the girl allowing the man to get her pregnant?
Hey, listen here. I'm going to tell you right now, you just gave me a new hustle game. You might see me in the mugs in the newspaper, but I'm going to sell fake pregnancy tests at the lockdown from now on for females. I feel like females, if y'all want to get child support out of a man and get some money out of a man here, buy these fake pregnancy tests right here, and you will for sure know if your man is going to stay with you or not.
Like, hey, pay me $100, I'll tell you how to get some money out your boyfriend. He's going to fake pregnancy tests. But guess what? Yeah. What if she comes out and she gives his ass herpes or some shit?
Hey, wait, check it out. Check it out, though. Hey, do you know that they was this was on a Ricky Smiley show. He said that they got them fake pregnancy tests online that they trying to get some abortion money, or they trying to trap their boyfriend.
But they not.
So how do you feel about
so,
that? Do you think that's?
You know what?
But they said there's abortion money though.
Right. It could be. It could may not be because they probably lie 9 times out of 10. If they gonna get an abortion, that's their choice. That's their body. Believe me when I say this. Okay, I'm not finna lay down and have no 5 kids with no man after I had the first and second one and he wasn't right. What is that? It's like these girls are starting to be dumb and dumber, and every time they put on that damn TV show, 16 and pregnant, I sit here and I cuss the damn TV out because them damn girls so goddamn stupid it makes me sick. They turning around having one baby and
they
16 years old. Huh?
What if they have this mugshot of? What if they have a mugshot of? This is your baby daddy. Please call 1-800 Crime Stoppers, and it'd be real big, and it'd be
hey,
your boyfriend.
Hey, guess what? I'm gonna call because I need to find out what it is. So I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna get on Google and research this shit myself. I know how
to open up my.
Hey, I know how to open up my black book and my telephone for anything and everything I need.
Wow.
It's just so crazy that Google is winning everything.
I don't even mess with Yahoo. I deal with straight Google.
Wow.
So you can Google. You, and wait, Dennis, you know you bogus for putting that picture up with your graduation cap and gown on, right? So you know I still got pictures of our 8th grade graduation and you in your white and black MC Hammer suit.
Oh, yeah,
8th grade.
Hey, stop
putting
that up, Joe. You know what? I don't have them with me. They all in stores. And then, wait a minute. Lewis came in looking like Miami Vice. I forget what Simon wore. 9 times out of 10, he wore them tight-ass blue pants with the blue sweater and the white collar thing over it. And one of the girls that graduated with us that sat next to Cynthia, she turned out to be a crackhead and hoeing on Bryn Mawr
Broadway.
And
man, Ma, you just put none of the business out there, ain't you?
Man, shit. They put mine out there. They want to say, hey, they say what they want to say about me, but just don't call me late for dinner.
I know this, girl.
If you don't ask me something if you don't want to know the truth, because I am not a liar.
I know that's real.
And snitches get
that's what I'm talking snitches. About. Hey, but snitches. But you gonna say snitches get what?
I said snitches get stitches. We all know that. They get snitches. They get stitches. They get pumpkin heads. They get hit upside the head with golf balls.
I have to say this, though, you know. I understand as far as telling on people, you know, is a bad thing because we were taught to not tell. But, you know, at some point in time, man, it's like you don't have anybody policing a black community. And, you know, I don't see anything wrong with telling on JoJo and him if he out there just acting reckless, breaking into old people's homes and stuff like that, who work hard for their shit every damn day, and you just breaking in their houses and taking what little bit that they didn't work hard or they just got a pension and what is it called, being on a fixed income. You know, no,
right.
I tell. Matter of fact, I can't tell you. And I wish you would run up on me. I'm cut from a whole totally different cloth. I wish you would come up on me. I'm going to tell you, yeah, I told motherfucker, do something about it. Yeah.
Right.
Because you're out here reckless. I ain't on that, snitches get stitches and stuff like that. I ain't on that, don't tell. Because that's what the fuck the problem is now. Too many of us in the black community is running around here acting a pure plum fool and letting these young punks run around here like they scaring somebody. I got a pistol too, nigga.
Hey, you know what? you know what them young niggas is, they are throwing up gang signs, don't even know their literature, and they only guilty by association with their dumb
ass. I don't even care about none of that. As long as you're, I promise you, to this day, where I stay at right now, not near nigga that's on the block that's out there doing anything, standing in front of my block, on my block, or in front of my building. They care about that shit. Some of them from where else, but they do not stand in front of my spot. On everything I love. Everybody already know. We'll lay this whole block down here, nigga. We don't even play.
You know what?
Y'all can
a
do whatever y'all want to do.
Scared.
But don't bring that shit over here. No, because
a lot of
you know.
Be
I just,
scared.
You know, what it is men ain't men no motherfucker more. Anyway, let's call it for what it is. Men ain't men anymore. Be a goddamn man. Stand up for something. You know the difference between right and wrong. You was born with that. Right and wrong.
Right.
Be a man.
Hey, it's funny that you brought that up because check this out. I just seen a little thing on Facebook, right? It was a 23-year-old boy that went to go and rob his neighbor. Well, his neighbor was 72 years old, and he just so happened to be a 5-time champion winner in boxing. When I tell you that man beat that boy asses, I was damn near out of his pocket. He whooped that boy ass so bad. Hey, that boy's whole mouth was showing up. He looked like he had duck lips. His eye was all red through the inside to the outside, and this man was 72 years old. They said, boy, if he would have got a hold of his nose, that nigga wouldn't have got up. And that's when his, they put his mom shot up, too.
I was just about to say that. So do you think that it's safe to say that if he would have saw that mugshot, he wouldn't have won in that man's house?
But you know what? I bet you he think it twice right now while his ass sitting in jail and he ain't getting no pain medication. I put it to you that way. That man, they said he had a knife, and all that man had was his fist, his hand. I'm going to tell you, he shot it to that boy. That boy, I damn near fell out his eyes. And that's just exactly what he did with his dumb ass.
Yeah, with no pain medication.
How you doing? All right.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to learn that day. He learned that day. That man whooped his ass.
Thanks.
Okay, look, this I'm gonna tell you like this, and I know we only got a few minutes. So do y'all agree that the paper should be beneficial? You have the mother papers.
You know what? I think that it's okay, but like I said, for certain circumstances, because we all know for a fact. The only way we find out that we got child molesters on our block is if we get their name and look their asses up. So for them to have their faces up there because they live on my block and my daughter look like a supermodel, hell yeah, they should put that up there. Or those that do certain crimes that are really, really bad, they mugshots need to put up. But the people that have misdemeanors, no. Not at all. They need a second chance too, you know. But see, if they done passed up that second chance, fuck it. Put their face up in the paper, too. Maybe they sit their ass down somewhere. Because I'd be scared, and I'm running from the police until they catch me.
Wow.
She off the chain, bitch. She off the chain.
Man, listen, telling you that that Swiss Swing did it to me. I was a white girl with long, stringy hair, skinny, until I started getting thick, and all the boys liked me. And them bitches always wanted to pull it with me, didn't they, Dennis? They want to fight. All right, let's go. Whoop they ass. They ain't bother me no more. To the next one, they wanted to fight. No, they didn't
they
bother me.
No,
Dennis,
no more.
Dennis, how many fights did I have in school?
Every day.
You see what I'm saying? So I had no other choice. I didn't have no other choice but to learn how to fight. And when I started fighting, I'm telling you, that shit was some funny-looking shit. But see, now it's different. See, I don't want to pull hair and shit like that. Bitch, I want to box. Because when I throw this motherfucking right at you and hit you with a left, I'm going to knock your ass out. And that's going to be the end of it.
Wow.
Man, Dennis, you got you original OG, Bobby Johnson on the line.
Hey, it is what it is. Hey, different strokes for different folks.
Hey. Man, Christian,
oh,
man, it was a pleasure,
that.
Man.
I never
Christian,
forget that
you,
time.
You really made it the show today, man. I really appreciate it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's go ahead.
Hey, I remember that time when that little bitty-ass Keisha wrote me a note and said she wanted to fight me. I stood my ass up inside the classroom, and Miss Jaffe looked at me, and I looked at her, and I said, bitch, well, come on, let's get this rocking right here. You remember Miss Jaffe? And she was a thug teacher, too, because she didn't give a damn. Woo! I so wish I knew where she was at now. Mm-hmm. Well,
she got that,
she
with Miss Hayes with that purple Jaguar.
Right, but you know what? She didn't have to work. Her husband was a millionaire. That's why she paid for so many kids McDonald's when they didn't have money when we got to McDonald's on a trip or something. That's why she would come out of their pocket. I ain't gonna lie, she the one who taught me fractions. It took me 2 years to learn them motherfuckers, but by the second year I got them, I know I'm down packed now.
Well, look, this movie for the film, man. I'm gonna play another song, man. And we're gonna come back, man. We're gonna break it down, man. Y'all really, man, thank you. My precious, man. They play, and we're gonna break it down, right?
Yep.
Now, go ahead with that badass and fast cash, my jack bass, them silicones and fat ass, got cheese out, the rat trap, real late night, no cat naps, you so hat, grow back tag, just move it to the bass slap like the Mac S, no question, we turn up, working on my mocha, been throwing all this money like the ass is for work, just burying torches, perks, and don't take it too personal, no, got more bottles than homies, it's a movie ready for the show. Hella bent, fall so hard. I deserve me a letter, then I'll let me see that cake. Like Edelman's ass up, gonna take it down like a sedative. That's a negative. Ain't nobody better than. Better get familiar like a motherfucking relative. No, you see the fireworks, you looking where my section is. All this money falling in the air like it's your fetish. Bitch,
my side, bitch, my main bitch, 'cause my main hoe ain't feeling me no more. No more.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. You got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You got to be entertaining, bro. Go to WesternWorld1.com. That's WesternWorldOne.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com. That's www.WesternWorldOne.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
All right, man, we back in the building, man. We back in the building live and direct, man. LV.
What's going on? What's going on?
Man. Tristan.
Did you hear about, no, this is important, for real, y'all. Did you hear about Bird's brother that got killed?
Good.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
You heard it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You know who killed him, right?
Yeah.
His
baby mama daughter.
I don't know if that's his baby mama, but his girlfriend's daughter stabbed his ass. I don't know if he caught her using drugs or they was in an argument and that little girl pulled the knife out and stabbed him up. And that whole little Bird got shot by some crackheads, I believe.
Yeah, right. I know that. Right. You're talking about his brother.
And you know what?
His brother was putting his hands on his girl, and the daughter stabbed and the daughter stabbed him in the chest. Right.
You know Meraki. His baby mama's oldest daughter and her were best friends. You know them girls was on their way to college, and now that poor child is going to go to jail for probably a lesser charge than first-degree murder because it wasn't premeditated, and she going to sit her ass in jail.
Wow.
Now, see, for something like that, they should have some funds or something to get a poor girl like that a second chance, some type of good lawyer if she does any time for the crime, it shouldn't be much, and she should be able to have a second chance at life. Because if one of my kids seen some man beat me, they gonna stomp his head in.
Well, you know what? Were they at home with that situation?
You know what? They was in Rogers Park. That's why I knew because Meraki's nickname, Dio, was making it up. So I went on ahead and did my little research to see, did it make the newspaper? And it did. It made the Sun Times.
Wow.
And it was all in West Rogers Park. They got so much shit going on in West Rogers Park. It's crazy.
Wow, man. I mean,
yeah,
you know, Bird
and
you know, he's talking.
I just seen a cousin.
I just seen his cousin at the barbecue. You know, that's Fish Cut first cousin.
Wow.
Heard him.
Really?
Yeah, that's what, you know, because they both were, but you know, he was, you know, not to be in his defense, but he was hot. You know, he was hot.
Wait a minute,
yeah,
I thought Dennis, you said that he, Dennis, didn't you, I see you put up something, you and him was just reading scriptures from the Bible, and you said that he was not using?
Yep.
Didn't you say that, Dennis? So he could have been high.
Fish is his cousin. Trust me and believe me. The man be sneaking around, B. I'm telling you,
he was still using.
Yeah, he was still using. You know, he'll be home for a minute, off for a minute, home for a minute, off for a minute. You know, but you know, I gotta look at it like this though. The man, if you whooping a woman. Now you see, you know, if you grabbed her or something like that, but you beating a woman,
right,
and your child is standing right there,
right,
she had every right. To do whatever
Absolutely.
It took to get that man up off of her. Every
Absolutely.
Right.
But that wasn't his daughter. I think that was her daughter.
Yeah, that was her daughter. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
She had every right to do whatever she had to do to get that man up off of her.
I was shocked when Dennis told me
that's
that
considered
he had
the castle doctrine. The castle doctrine, get to that.
You know what, though? I was shocked when Dennis said he wasn't getting high no more. So now you telling me otherwise that...
I call his cousin because he used to come by, knock on the show late at night, and then they would have to turn around and be like, man, don't answer that damn show. That's what's his name. He ain't doing nothing but looking for some money so he can go get high.
Well, he was smoking crack real bad because one of my friends told me, Simon said he tried to sell him a daily bus pass.
Look, we got about a minute and a half, man. Absolutely, man. And you know, we only got about a minute and a half, man. I want to thank you, Chris, for coming on the show, man. Billa, you already know it's a blessing, man, to have you now, man. Go ahead and sit down, man, like this, man. You know, you got a mugshot publication in there, man. You can seek the civil suit law if it's something in there that you did beat that crime and you didn't get convicted for it. You could definitely, you know, go in and look into that as a civil suit law, and that will kind of help you get the ball rolling. I don't know how effective that it is, that you will get your mugshot out the publication, but you can go seek lawyers to help you. I wouldn't recommend if you do go to like these, Google, remove your publication off of remove your mugshot off of the thing, because nine times out of ten, they either work with the company or they own that too. So they're trying to get the money the best of the world. So other than that, man, I want to thank everybody, man, for tuning in with us, man. Tune in, westernworld1.com, westernworldone.com, home of the $30 hollers, man. You can get yourself a commercial for as low as $30, man. And other than that, man, that's how we do it, man. We out. Peace.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertising at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.